As of Sunday night, my inbox was empty. So therefore, if I have not returned something to you, it's because I didn't get it. Okay? So that means that I have little to correct. So that means you have to try to ruin my happiness by sending me as much as you possibly can, as fast as you can, so that, you know, I get lots more to correct, because that is my dream, is to have lots more to correct. Okay?
So,
yes. So, send me stuff. Worst part of the job is correcting. Okay. So we're going to look at Visual Basic, and I have the while loop that I opened. I opened the one called Loops While 120. Okay? Basically, we don't use loops as much in Visual Basic as we did in JavaScript. Because JavaScript is sequential in that it falls through and does things, and if I want to repeat something, I have to put in a loop to make it repeat. In Visual Basic, I have these wonderful buttons. So if I want to repeat something, I can just tell people to press the button every time they want to do it. So I've got more flexibility in that I can say, press the button when you want something to happen, as opposed to having to control it by just running the program. Okay, so here's my loop. And I did a very simple loop of how many times do I want to do something. And I have an amount to add, and I have a result. Okay? So I'm going to process it using a while loop. And then I put up two other buttons so that I have a couple of other loops that I can also check. Okay. So, if I look at my code and I click on the process button, there's the code that I have. Okay. So, I have three different kinds of loops here. And one of them, the process button, gets me the do while. And I said, do while word count is less than or equal to whatever I enter in the how many box. Okay? And then I say, okay, work total equals work total plus text amount. Now, what work total is and work count are two work areas that I've set up. And I've set them up right at the top, which makes them global work areas. And what global means is that all of my procedures can see those and know about them. If I define something inside a subroutine, if I put a dim in a subroutine, it is local to that sub, which means it can only be seen when I'm inside that subroutine. It's local to that subroutine. So other subroutines don't even know it exists. Only global ones can be seen by all of my subroutines. So because I defined work total up there, I can use it in any of the three subroutines. If I had defined work total inside this first subroutine, the other two wouldn't even know it existed. Okay, because local means it's local to that subroutine.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is, up at the top it says work total as double as opposed to when work count is an integer. What is a double?
Decimal.
Oh.
It's another word for decimal. It's another way of saying decimal. And what I've done there is I have said dim, I've given it a name, I've given it a type. So I've got an integer and I've got essentially a decimal. And I've given it an initial value. Now, when you were doing JavaScript, JavaScript did not ask you to give a type. You could give it an initial value, but it didn't ask for a type, okay? Here, it asks for a type. And so I'm specifying an integer, which means that word count, it knows it's going to be an integer or a whole number. And the word total is going to be a decimal number, okay? In JavaScript, it tried to figure it out. And occasionally we ran into some issues with it figuring things out, okay? Now, we still run into a few issues here because everything that is defined on the form is defined as string. And string means that I'm not telling it basically a type because string can hold everything. So any field that's defined on a form is considered to be string. And so I can still run into problems doing ads where it does concatenates. But that's only if I'm using things from the form. If I use things that I define here, I won't, in work, in memory, I won't have that problem because I've told it the type, and so it will understand more about adding. Okay, so in this particular example, I have got a do while word count is less than, and because, as I said, it comes in as a string, I convert it to an integer. Because it's always best to compare like types, okay? And not confuse it. And so I know word count is an integer. If I convert this to an integer, then I'm comparing an integer to an integer. And there is less chance of error if I'm comparing like types like that. So I'm comparing integer to integer. So I did that convert. Okay, then I said take work total, add work amount to it. Okay, and then I am going to keep looping through here. While work count is less than or equal to count integer. So I'm going to keep looping through there. So let's say that I decide to run this. And I've said start. And I'm going to say how many times do I want to run it? Let's say 3 times. And the amount I want to add is 100. And so I say process, and it gives me the answer of 300. Because I said I wanted to take 100 and add it to the total. And I'm doing that 3 times. So my total is going to be 300. Now, if I want to watch it happen, I can put in the message boxes, which I really like. So I'm going to put in a message box here, and I'm going to say I want it to show me what is in work total. Okay, so I can watch work total grow, that means. So work total is starting out at a 0. Work count is starting out as a 1. And I can watch that grow if I want to as well. Okay, so I could put a second message box in. So if I say I want this to run 3 times, and the amount I want to add is 100, the first time through, it is showing me the work total now has 100 in it, because I added 100 to work total, which started out at 0. So 100 and 0 is 100. Okay.
How did you get to show the second text box?
How did I get to show what? That message box.
Yeah, the message box.
The message box. Okay, ask the question again because I'm not sure
how
I understood.
How did you get it to show the message box?
I just said message box.
Oh.
Message box work total. That wasn't there originally.
Oh, oops.
Message box work total. And then it would show it.
Type in my keyboard.
Pardon?
I can't get mine to type in.
Are you in run mode? You have to get out of run mode.
I can't even get the boxes. You have one down the line.
Nope.
This was.
That one's open.
Yeah.
You're in run mode.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
If it is running, it doesn't let you make changes. Okay, so now I click OK, and the next time it's going to say 200. And then I click OK, and the next time it says 300, and I click OK, and it's done. Because I said to run it 3 times. So if I want to follow something, message boxes are like alerts in JavaScript. In JavaScript, when I wanted to see something, I used alert. Here, I use message box. Okay? So I can just run message box, and I added it in here, saying message box in parentheses work total, which means show me what is in work total. Okay? So now I'm going to end this. And I'm going to look at the other kind of loop. And notice I put comments in here that they have a whole load of different kinds of loops. But in this loop, I have the do and I have the loop until. So I'm doing the compare down at the bottom. Okay, I'm doing the compare down at the bottom. And again, I'm going to put in that message so that I can see it as it's going. Okay, so if I want to watch it process, I can put in the message box. So now I'm going to start, and I'm going to say I want to do this 4 times, and I'm going to add 50. And I'm clicking until, because I want to do the until. So it's got 50, and then it goes to 100. And then it goes to 150, and then it goes to 200, and that's the answer that it puts out. But every time through, it added 50. And I looped until word count was greater. Okay? So, what this has is 2 different kinds of loops, and as I said, they've got a half a dozen different kinds. But this is 2 different kinds. This one says do while. And word count is compared to how many I said I wanted to do. A while means do while this is true. A while is code to keep you in the loop. And until is code that gets you out. So notice on the until I said, until word count is greater. So I want to get out when word count is greater. Notice on the while I said, while it's less than or equal to. So I want to stay in while it's less than or equal to. I want to get out when it is greater than. Okay. Now, which one of these is it possible that I will never enter? Which one of those 2 loops is it possible that I will never enter? If I, for example, say put a 0. Yes, the first one.
Yeah.
So if I come in here and I'm going to put a zero in, so I'm going to run this and I'm going to put a zero in there and say amount to add is 50, and I'm clicking process, it just gives me a zero because it never went in the loop. Work count was not less than or equal to zero, because work count was a one, and one was not less than or equal to zero, so it never went in. Okay, now if I stop and I do this again using the do loop, and I put the zero, and I put 50, and I hit the until, it gives me 50. Because since the condition was being tested at the bottom, the do doesn't tell me do it if, it just says do it. So I go in, I add 50, I showed the 50, I added one to work count, and it's now saying work count is, do it until work count is greater than. And work count is now greater than, because I put in how many times of zero. Work count is now a two, actually. So it's greater than, so I'm out of here. Okay? So testing at the bottom means that it does it once because I didn't give it any condition. I just said do it. So it does it. Then it checks and determines that it should not do it again. Okay. Now, the last loop is a for loop. And the for loop is an interesting one. I'm going to say do it four times. And I'm going to say the amount to add is 100. And I'm going to click the for button. And it gives me the 400. Now, what the for button does is it says do it from 1, so that's the starting point, to the text how many, so that's the ending point, which is basically being used as the condition. Do it up until that ending point. Step 1 is the increment. It is the change. Step 1 is the way that I am changing it. So I'm saying do it from 1 to 4 because I put in a 4. Step 1, that means increment by 1 every time. Okay? If I put in a 2 there, okay, let's change that. I'm going to put in a 2 here. Okay, I'm not because I'm in run mode. Okay, got to get out of run mode before I can change things. So I'm going to change it and put in a 2. And then I'm going to say run it. Actually, I'm going to... we'll do it this way. Okay, so I'm going to put in 10 there. And I'm going to put 100 here. And I'm clicking on the for loop. And it went up to 500. Because essentially, count went 1, then it went 3, then it went 5, then it went 7, then it went 9. So that's 5 times, right? I said do it up until 10. And so if I put in here, okay, I'm going to show you what work count is. So I'm going to say message box work count. And if I run that, and again, I'm going to say do it 10 times and add 100 each time. and I'm clicking the for loop. So it's first one, and then what's it going to show the next time?
Three.
So when I say okay, the next number I see is three. And what am I going to see next? Step two, what am I going to see next? Five. And what am I going to see next? Seven. What am I going to see next? Nine. What am I going to see next?
Answer.
Yeah, now I've got the answer. So it did it for one, three, five, seven, nine. When it added two more, that was 11. And at that point, 11 was greater than the how many that I put in, which was 10. So 11 was greater than the 10, so it didn't do the loop again. Could I have done the same thing in these other loops? Sure. Where I had word count plus one, I could change it to word count plus two. And if I changed it to word count plus two, it would go 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. And if I started word count out at two, then what would it do? If I started out at two and I add two, it's gonna go 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay, so I can control how many times I want to do it. I can control the increment. I can control all of those aspects of it. Okay. Now, questions?
Mine didn't get the message box up, and mine went to it awesome.
Congratulations. Pat, when you have a chance.
Yep.
Okay. He'll come and look at it. Okay, now I have a problem with this one, and I left the problem there because I wanted to go through it. So I'm going to put in, and I'm going to run this, and I'm going to say, how many times do I want to do it? Five. And I'm going to add 100. And it processes 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, and there's my answer. Okay. Now I am going to go and I'm going to click on until. I'm not going to leave here. I'm going to click on the until, which we saw the until and it did exactly the same thing, right? It went through and did exactly the same thing. So I'm going to click on the until, and it says 600, okay? So the until, when I clicked on it, said 600. Why did it say that? If I had gone out and come back in and put in these numbers, it would have said 100. But I didn't go back out, I just clicked on the until. So why does it say 600? Pardon?
It just continued from where it was.
It just continued from where it was. Why did it do that? Why did it just continue? Huh? I can't understand you, so.
It's because the code meant
oh, my! That's what my code was meant to do, except that's not what I wanted it to do. Okay. So, what can I do to change that? Well, the problem was the work total is global. And so work total was sitting at 500. And I didn't reset work total. And so it was 500, and when I said, okay, add on 100, it went to 600. So I didn't reset work total. Now let's look at what is going to happen.
I'm not getting that error.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Does it have work total reset in it?
What do you mean by work total reset?
Well, you may have a different version than I do.
Does
it say something about work total equals zero here?
No.
Okay, then you should be. You have to hit process first.
There is a work total equals zero here.
Okay.
I'm a moron.
And did I do that? Okay. So apparently the version out on the web I changed already. Okay, mine doesn't have a work total equals zero.
Thank you.
If yours does, then I already fixed it. Okay, now I'm going to click on the OK again, and it stopped. Now, why did it stop?
It stopped because work count didn't get reset either, and so work count went up one bigger, and it was greater than the how many, because word count was now up to 7, and it was greater than the how many, so I quit.
The fix to that is, and as I said, apparently I ended up fixing it, is to say word count equals 1, and work total equals zero.
So I'm resetting it to the way it was originally. And if I reset it to the way it was originally, then it's going to work just fine. Okay? It's going to work just fine.
But that's the problem with global.
If I set something up as a global variable, it's available in all of the subroutines, and it keeps growing because it's available to all the subroutines. So I have to reset it in order to make it work.
Okay. So now if I run it, and I say 5 times, and I say add 100, and I say process, it goes 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. And then if I hit the until, it starts with 100. And it will also go 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. And then it will stop. Okay, so it is resetting and doing it all over again. Now, what if I hit process again?
I'll go ahead.
Hello? Oh, it just did it. Okay. And I should also reset in process, is what I was going to say, and apparently it just, I don't know what happened there, but it didn't hit it. But I should also reset in process. I don't have to reset down here because the for statement does it for me. It does the work total, the work one, the work count one. But I do have to reset the work total. I don't have to set the work count because it sets it for me. But I should reset the work total. Now, if I want work total to keep growing, then I don't reset work total. Okay? But if I wanted to start new, as if I had just rerun the program, then I have to make sure that I change these in each of the routines. Okay, so that's how a loop will work. Okay? So we've now looked at if statements, we've now looked at loops, and those are the two basics in programming, that we want to have sequence, we want to have if statements, which is selection, and we want to have repetition, which is loops. And Visual Basic gives us the ability to have all those three. Okay, so I'm getting a lot of, I have no idea what she's talking about looks. So I want you to do a program. And you're going to start out from scratch. Okay? So, what I want you to do, and I've got pictures of the screen here, is I want you to write a program. And we're going to have you take in, so you're going to have text boxes for three different numbers. Okay, I want text boxes for three different things, actually. We'll put a code here, we'll put a number, and we'll put a number. And you can name them number one and number two if you want to, or whatever you want to name them. And then we're going to put on a bunch of buttons. So we're going to have some buttons down here. And we're going to put in a bunch of buttons. And the buttons are going to be testing things. So this first button, I want to test and see if the code is A and either number 1 is greater than 10 or number 2 is greater than 100. Okay? And then we'll talk about the next button, but let's start out with that button. So I want you to go in and make a new project, make a form, put on those three text boxes. If you want to put labels on, that's fine, but I'm interested in speed, so three text boxes works fine for me. And then we'll start putting on some buttons to do things. And the first button, when you click it, I want it to do those things. Okay? So, start making the form and putting that on it. Okay, so you need to go in and do a new project, create a form, and put those three things on it.
What exactly do you mean by code? Like A, B, or C?
Yeah, a theory, just some kind of a code. Okay, so go in and create a Visual Basic project. You're going to create a new project.
Windows Form
Application. Okay, you're going to go into Visual Basic, and we're going to say first close the solution that you've had there, and then you're going to say File, New Project. So you're saying File, New Project, and when you get to New Project, you are saying Windows Forms Application. So you're leaving that checked, and then you're making up a name to call it. And right now my name is going on the T drive, and if you don't have a flash drive, that's a good place to put it. If you do have a flash drive, and I have a flash drive, so I'm going to put it on the G drive. So I've changed it to G, and I'm going to call this April 14.
You can call it whatever you want.
You can call it anything you want, but I'm going to call it April 14, okay? So there's April 14th. So I've given it a name, April 14. And I've said it's on the G drive. Okay? So now I'm going to click OK. And it now opens up this form. Okay? So now what I said I wanted you to put on this form is three text boxes. And for right now, a button. And these are text boxes. And I said this should be called code or anything you want to call it. I would call it this, but you can call it anything. So those are my three text boxes. And then I'm going to have the button, and the button is going to be that I click on and it solves my if problem. Okay? And then I've got to have a place for an answer over here. Okay, so I'm going to print out, for example, yes if it is true or no if it's not. Okay, so I'm going to do an if test, and I'm going to print yes if it works, and no if it doesn't.
You just drag and drop.
Okay, so that's my little answer box, and then we'll put up a couple of more buttons to do other things. But that's what we're going to start out with. Okay. So create that form. And my if statement was, if I remember it, code equals A.
Yeah.
So we have code equals A and either number one is greater than 10, I think, or number two is greater than 100. Okay. So that's what I want you to do. So set up the text boxes, set up the answer area, set up a button. And when you click on the button, it's going to ask that if statement. And if the if statement is true, then it's going to write the word yes in answer. And if the if statement is not true, it's going to write the word no in answer. Okay? So get to work. And Pat and I are here if you run into problems.
Just a reminder, if you want to get your stuff, just drag and drop from the left to the form. If you want to have this properties thing straightened out, hit the alphabetical button right there. There's a name on the bottom, that's the name of your object. Your text is what appears over there.
Let me click the button before you touch too much to make sure that it's saved.
Do that.
Yeah. Now you can touch all you want.
Well, yeah. You know, this button right here, you want to have like a, you want to hit this guy with the alphabetical thing so it goes down and up and down. Yeah. And then when you want to start coding, you double click on your button and that code thing will come up automatically, and you can add your code into it and work with like and make sure you name your text boxes so you can work with them as well. You want to have like TXT in the beginning of them. So you can figure out what the heck you're working with instead of text box 1, text box 2, text box 3. That makes no sense. And the person on the other side.
Why did code come up in my text box?
Why did code come up in your text box? Because it was programmed like that? I don't know.
I put a text box.
Okay. So ask questions.
Your text box.
We're doing this because, as I said, I got a lot of what is she talking about looks. So this is your chance to find out what she's talking about, so take advantage of it, please.
So delete it. There you go. And then click outside.
Okay.
Click outside of that. Just click here.
Toolbox. All windows.
Okay. Your text property holds the value of whatever's up there. Click this little alphabetical thing right here.
Text box.
That's first.
Actually,
and then go to the very top, and then change the name of that text box to TXT code.
So you're going to drag over the text box.
Here.
Okay, so that's
the first button is just saying right here. If you click this button, it'll check to see if code has A, and either number one is greater than 10, or number two is greater than 100. And if it's okay, then that text box that says answer will say yes. Otherwise, it'll say no. Yep. So, if you're gonna labels, if you wanna name stuff correctly, whatnot, your labels, you put L B, L, and I'm just going to put label after that. That would be a label name.
Right.
Text box would be TXT text box. And make sure that you don't have any spaces in between because it's just going to make the thing pissed off. And then if you got a button, it's BTN button. Those are good labels.
It's not only that it will get irritated with you, it won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just saying it in my way, I guess. Sorry. If you
no embedded spaces.
No embedded spaces.
Text box.
What's that?
The answer box. Is that a text box?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If you want to change the property of, or if you want to talk about the property, the text property of the text box, you do like something like this. TXT, I'm just making this up. Dot text. That's working with this property here. I'm just giving you advice. Can like make that equal something, like whatever.
What I'm saying is text box one.
Whatever.
And if we change that
there you go.
To text,
how do you change the name?
It's on the very top. If you try to change the name of the object, it's on the very, very top. If you hit the alphabetical button right here, the second one, from the left, and do it alphabetical. After that, on the very, very top, it'll say name. You can change the name of the object there. If you want to change the look of it on the form, you go down to text, and you can change it, like the label. If it's a text box, you don't want to put anything in there unless you really want to. Put enter here or something like that. Label is one of these guys over here, right here. And you can drag and drop it into the form, and that'll be your label. So it'll be just words that are there.
Yeah, but don't that next to your text box, don't you know what is that?
Because I don't
know. It says code, number.
Yeah, that's a label.
You're taking all those courses and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly. So you can look at here. These are labels. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a text.
Get it out.
Definitely,
thank you.
Yep. If you're thinking about coding this first before making the form, don't do that. Make your code, make this thing look pretty first, and then after that you can work with the code. That's how I kind of go about it.
Now you're going to give it a new name.
And think about what you want to happen when you hit that button. What you want to appear, how do you want to make this user friendly?
All right, so now go. So I
when you're ready to code, again, click the button. Double click on the button that you created.
I'm not exactly sure.
And it'll create the click event.
Okay. Questions? Okay. I'm just watching. Okay. No, I want you to try making it because that's the practice work. So just try setting them up so we can help you get it made working. And those of you who complete this at this point,
okay. No, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Which?
It's saying I
need this book.
No, I want to put someone
here. There you go.
Okay.
When I,
you want to label one. So you want
these.
Okay. So you call that
LDL
code or something.
You need to take down these notes.
Do it.
So you can remember the next time.
Double click button.
Click that one. Finish form.
It's all one.
Yeah, I'd make it a capital C. And then C O D. Yep. And then if you want to change the words,
text,
you go down.
like we're going to do the manual later.
Is you can make it like a string. So if text on
text equals and that's what you're going to change to say total. And that would change what it is to be saying.
But then you're going to have the and and the parentheses. Doesn't either or.
So now it's changed.
Okay,
questions?
Yep, I'm still saying questions too here. I've put a whole bunch of stuff up here. Take down those notes. What's that?
Okay, you're going to go over here.
You can see the click event right here.
Okay.
You can actually get rid of this one right here just from private to sub. You don't need that.
Whoever I sent all of those forms to,
grab the label and drag right there.
Common control.
When you're ready to code, double click the button.
It just gives you less choices.
So
there's the first text box.
And
then just keep dragging over four of them so you want four of them. And then you're going to drag over one button. Okay?
No. Because you have to change, you're checking to see if the text property in text code is that. So you want to, like up here, we're going to put, see this thing, this dot text? That's the text property. If we were changing the color, just pretend we had label. I'm just going to, this is, and we wanted to change.
And your answer is going to equal yes.
If we wanted
so
to change
whatever you
the color,
call this box right here.
It would be dot,
write down
the
second line or the first line.
Equals
next line.
Green. I don't know. It'd just be like that. In this case, we're changing the value of the text. And we're changing it. This one I've got it to whatever, but WE. This one I'm changing the label color to green. This may not be working. It might have to need a quotation marks, but I'm not really sure. But so you're gonna have to you'll have to put dot text to see if it's if that property is what it is.
Basically
we haven't
gotten
there
because that's an extra under fragment.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about this part. This part, I'm just kind of like explaining.
It's a lot easier to set the properties on the form for now.
Yep.
So is it working now? So now on the click.
It's in the alphabetical. Properties on the right side over here. See where the arrow is? Jared, see up here? See this like A to Z thing right here? Click on that and go all the way to the top and it'll say name and you can change the name of it.
Okay.
You good?
So just try writing that.
I want you to be text, whatever, dot text.
Yeah. I'll be right with you. Give me a second. What's up?
So I named the first box the text code.
Yep.
Okay.
Text
number one. Text number two.
No, what? Are we changing the name of the button?
It's up to you, really. It's usually better to call it something like button click. Or something like that, rather than just button one.
I tried it without that first.
Yeah,
but it
probably would be
working.
Yeah.
Type
double is not valid. Okay, so it was empty.
convert from string to string, empty, type double.
So you've got if. Now, what's the logic for code equals A and either?
I'll be right with you now.
You're going to be writing this as...
Yeah, you'll probably have to put like, maybe
if,
double, maybe that'll do it.
And let's say you called it text code.
Yeah, I do see.
Dot text.
I don't know if this will work, but this is just...
So if you called it text code, you're going to write that as... text code dot text equals, and what should I do about the A? I have to put it in quotes.
No, right.
Because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a non-numeric literal. And if I don't put it in quotes, Visual Basic will go around looking for a field I named A.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want it looking for a field I named A. I want it comparing to the letter A. So I'm going to write if text code equals A.
Okay. Yeah, it's a zero.
Okay.
It's like the whole, it was empty, like,
quote,
quote,
quote. Can I ask you
something?
Yep. The top one on mine says code and then that's the hyphen.
Excuse me.
Code and then a hyphen.
What's up?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Good job.
That's
exactly
code
what I was trying to talk
about.
It's the A.
You want to click.
Then
so you want to click on, okay, when you get the form done, you click on the button, double click on the button, and it will make the button underscore click event. It will make the click event. And yours must say that.
Enjoy.
If you double click on the button. You get the button one click event. So you get the click event. If you double click on the button, you get the click event. Okay, so you're going to click on this button. It will make a click event. So it will call it button click, if that's what you called it, underscore click. And that's the click event for the button. Okay, it's the click event. So you're going to say if text code equals A. Okay, so for now, I'll forget about the and either. I want you to add those in. But you would say if text code equals A, then I want text answer dot text to be set equal to yes. Else, I want text answer dot text to be set equal to no. And then it has an end if down here. Okay, now I want you to add in and make the if text code, and you're going to add in some other stuff here. So you're going to say and the other stuff will be in parentheses.
Oh, you're trying to have an email. Okay,
yeah.
Down here.
How do I know?
It's text. Keep going. Right there. See label one? Change it there. So now you can change
that
to like being code. Name and text are two different things. Click out here. There's code. Got it? Cool. So you have to change that, and you also have to change the name. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I
just
accidentally like
powered
my number, but I was able to cancel it right down this time.
I need to
just
code
this. Well, whatever you call that first field.
I've done that like about a million times.
Call the first
field. W-A-D-H-D.
So you're going to say, what you're saying here is, this is the name of the first field, dot text. Text is the text property. So you're saying if what is in that first field. So you're putting the name of the first field dot text, which is the text that is in that field.
So what happens when you do an RS situation? You say something wickedly.
Okay, how are we doing?
Access to it.
Okay.
Door.
Not a, like think of your Annie or...
No, no, you would actually not have to finish the whole.
It likes to put some of them sometimes. Yeah, automatically put some of them.
Yeah, but you want to keep going on that line. Okay, so you want to say that's right, and so you're just going to keep going
either
on that
or,
line.
Either or.
And in parentheses, just like you did in JavaScript or something.
Yeah, it's probably going to go on the final eventually.
And then you would say,
it's
what have you called number one, text number one?
Label?
Right.
Oh, whatever you called it.
But you got you're gonna have more stuff on that too.
Okay. And it would be better if remember I did the convert to integer.
Is it all one? Is the yes and no stuff going in the parentheses? No.
So it would be better to say here convert to integer.
Yeah.
Text number one dot text. And test to see if it's greater than 10. Okay? Or, and you would do exactly the same thing down here, except number two, greater than 100.
Just like access would be either or. And JavaScript.
Yeah, but well, I don't, where do I put the text, the answer?
The text
answer
was
a bot, yes.
What?
And text the answer equals no.
That is in your if then statement. You're testing the C. You want to, if you want to see if it works, the best way to run it is just to go for it. But text answer.
Let me see.
Next C.
What?
Okay, we're done,
okay.
Essentially.
Equals.
If you haven't got it working, we're all